This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest from Minnesota that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. Everything is budding. It's spring.
I know. It's so nice. I can see the lilacs are starting. We have like two walkways. So lining our fences are kind of unruly lilacs.
Oh.
And I don't think that lilacs look that great most of the year, but when they are about to bloom and when they're in bloom, they're magic. And when you walk into our backyard, it's just full punch in the face aroma of lilacs. And I love it so much. And so the kids and I have just been watching. Here they come. And even just this morning, two cardinals, bright red cardinals, were frolicking about in the backyard. I mean, it really is the time of year. And it's so nice to feel a little bit of spring.
I feel exactly the same way about lilacs. They're in bloom here because we're a little bit we're a little bit warmer.
You're in a warmer zone.
And they're not a pretty bush other than that one time of year. But the smell is so worth it. I went out and cut a bunch and put them in our kitchen. And so when I walk by in the kitchen, it just smells fantastic. So
I know,
it's worth
I
it.
Know. It's so magical.
Okay, so spring. What are you doing for spring to make spring feel special to you?
Well, okay, so we thought we would just pull a few like spring products, things we're doing, things we're liking. To me, like the clean thing is real. I do like to just get like, I like when we can open up the windows and have some cleaning stuff. So these are actually a couple of products that I learned about through Twin Cities Live. And so they did some advertising on the show and then I got to try out these products and I totally loved them. So I'm into this Green Jean veggie wash. We had a celery juice incident at my house in which, my husband and I were briefly poisoned by celery juice because I think I didn't wash the celery that well. So now I've been religious about washing all of our fruits and vegetables. And this, fruit and veggie wash by this guy, Green Jean, is so good. I just put like a little pump in a bowl and then put the produce in it, fill it up with water, let it sit, swish around, and then rinse it off. And I'm telling you, I buy like those mini cucumbers. I buy a lot of strawberries too in big containers. And they always end up going bad. And when I use that stuff, they last longer. Like I'm on day 9 of some mini cucumbers and I can't even believe it. Normally they're mush by day 4.
When you got sick, how did that manifest itself?
An immediate vomit situation. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yes.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, it was really scary. So it just kind of reminded me that especially when you are getting, you're getting produce in and it's so good for you. But I've always kind of been like, oh, it's fine. I'll just rinse it off. Oh, it says it's washed. It's fine.
Yeah, no.
I don't really feel that way anymore.
And no.
So now I'm doing the wash. So this wash I really like. It is made with citric acid, so it doesn't have any scary ingredients in it. And it'll even get rid of pesticide residue, which is really important if you're buying conventional. But then there's even pesticide residue that is allowed in organic farming as well. So it'll help get rid of that and then help you help your produce last a little bit longer. So I think that's really good.
I think that's really important, yeah.
The other company that I learned about, and apparently this stuff is everywhere, but Lemmy Shine is this line of cleaning products. I'm liking their just mainstream cleaning products, but what I really like is their stuff that cleans your things that clean. So there's like a disposal cleaner. There's a dishwasher cleaner. There's a washing machine cleaner. I did the washing machine one just to run it through, and we have hard water. So you run this stuff through your systems, and then like, how do you have clean dishes if your dishwasher is dirty?
It's so funny that you mentioned that. No, so they were advertisers on the show? Is that how you heard about them?
Yeah, they bought into the show. They bought a segment. And I kind of never know. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, this sounds fun. This sounds interesting. And then, you know, and then they send me this stuff to test. And then now I'm like, oh, man, this is the only stuff I want to use. This is great.
Because I had never heard of that until right before I left Tempe. I took my vacuum cleaner in. Sorry, Elle's Vacuum. I would have taken it to you, but I lived in Tempe. So fair. I had to get my vacuum cleaner repaired. Something had happened to it. I vacuumed something up that I shouldn't have. And there was a huge display for that company.
Yes.
At the vacuum cleaner shop. And I was like,
it's
oh,
like
what is
all
that?
Over. And yeah. It's, again, it's citric acid. So it's okay. All citrus extracts.
And you have the links for that?
To clean. Yes. Yep. Okay. I've got it linked up so you can find it. But it's really good stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. Their dishwashing pods work great. And it's very hard to find non-toxic dishwasher pods that actually work. I'm talking to you, Method. They don't work, by the way. They don't. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
It's not like other things that they have don't work. Other things they have work great.
That
not
was
the dishwashing
not,
pods.
You don't love it. You don't love
yeah.
it. What else do
there
you have?
There you go. That's it. That's all okay. I have. That's my spring little fun list.
So my spring list is I just went early this morning and bought pansies and ivy and some other green plant to plant in my mother's flower boxes. Those are going to look beautiful. So that's
fun.
I've never filled flower boxes before. So I'm very excited about that. And then I had a question for you, which I think we'll just do on another podcast. We have an A-frame vertical garden.
Oh, yeah, like a trellis.
It's kind of. It's got a lot. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. So we need to do our gardening episode. Mm-hmm. So I need you to take a look at the picture and tell me what to buy. So,
oh, that sounds
okay.
fun.
Will
yeah,
you do
we
that
can
for
do
me?
A gardening episode soon. Absolutely.
Okay. And then this will sound really dumb to anybody but me, but I too love spring cleaning. I really do. And I have not lived full time in my house in Kansas, and I'm finally here full time. I am sort of so excited about having a moment to deep clean every corner. And I bought new rags.
Oh,
and that
good.
Makes me really like there's nothing better than like a white terry rag.
I know.
So I'm very excited. And I bought them and I'm very excited about them. So that's my spring, which I'm excited about.
If you ever want really inexpensive ones too, the IKEA ones with either the turquoise stripe or the red stripe, we actually use those as napkins at our wedding. And so then I just had 200 of them still. I sold off some of them and gave some away, but it's really nice because you can just always pull a new one out or, you know, just refresh your stash and they're like a buck. They're awesome.
I do love, I have some of those IKEA ones that you're talking about with the red stripe. They're perfect because they're a nice kind of thin 100% cotton. I do love those. I do love those.
Very good stuff. All right. Happy spring, everybody. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest or go to bestofthenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.